If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Welcome to the Big Biz Show.
I'm your number one fan, man.
Woo! Featuring insight and analysis that's second to most.
You don't impress me.
With Russ T. Nails.
Boogily boogily doo.
And Sully something.
You think he's a real man when you're being tucked in.
Taking a professional look at the markets and investing in stuff through bloodshot eyes.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's just gibberish.
Now, here's Russ and Sully.
Oh, live at the Jump Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California. The Big Biz Show is on the air. Good to have you along today. National TV, national radio, 150 radio stations, 175 countries, 50-some-odd million broadcast homes nationwide, coast-to-coast, including ESPN here in Southern California, Biz Talk Radio Network nationwide, Armed Forces Radio Network in 175 countries, and Biz TV. Good to have you on this very, very exciting
Monday,
where we have Watergate Part 2 happening in the U.S.
Possibly.
Possibly. With although Chris Janicus brings up, our director brings up a good, who is a staunch conservative, brings up a very good point. He says, you know, Press Secretary Sean Spicer said that President Trump's claims on Twitter that President Obama wiretapped his office were based on a number of things, but they don't kind of tell you exactly what it is. So is that grounds to blow holes in the thing, or is there something big coming?
Maybe they're keeping their,
Janicus, what's your opinion, by the way? You think it's, so you think you think it might be true?
Sure.
Yeah, it might be true, too.
Keeping their powder dry.
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why they had electronic surveillance. Because at the time it was happening, in my opinion, Zach, listen carefully, because I think you're going to agree with me. Zach Wicklum, who is the voice of the young conservatives. I think that the Democratic Party knew that Hillary was going to win in November when they wiretapped him in October. And they were teeing Donald Trump up for an investigation after the election. That's what all this stuff was about.
Wow.
And then when he won, it was like, okay, what are we going to do with all this stuff?
Right.
So I believe that's what happened.
Catch him with their
hands. So you heard me say it here first. I believe what happened was the Democratic Party was teeing Donald Trump up for an indictment or an investigation based on whatever, something we don't know that'll come out later.
Who knows?
Okay. And they, because they thought that Hillary Clinton was going to win, and this is what's this was going to happen after the election, they were going to try to indict Donald Trump or investigate him or something in a very public manner.
It seems like all you have to do is just throw, you talk to Russians. So what the hell? They all talk to Russians.
So
I just saw a big story on Le Pen, a lady, Maureen or something, Le Pen. She's running. Wow, great story. In France, the same kind of platform that Trump ran out. Just, hey, we're going to put up some borders. The rest of you kind of have to leave or, you know, come to our country and learn how we live. Why do you want to leave your country, come to our country, and then change our country?
Well, that's exactly right.
Le Pen, look her up.
That's okay, I will. I'll
spicy. Her dad was a real revolutionary.
All the way, well, speaking of revolutionaries, they came from England, the revolutionaries. George Hammond Hagen comes from England. Like how we tied that whole thing together?
Nice
George Hammond Hagen from Study Tracks.
That was a good segue there.
It's like that, right? See? He's an Emmy, he's a Grammy Award-winning artist. He appreciated our segue, how we did that. And see, he's an artist. You can't teach that.
That was good.
George, how are you, man? Good to talk to you.
Yeah, I'm really good. I'm really good. Kind of late over here, but it's all good.
It's all right. You're young and an entrepreneur. You're supposed to. Supposed to be up late.
What the hours?
Hey, listen. We picked up a couple new affiliates, and there's people that have not seen your your app and what you guys are doing. So I'm going to make you kind of go through everything once again very quickly, but then we want to get an update from you.
And then brush your teeth, put your jammies on, and get right to sleep, mister.
So what's the so first of all, give us the overview again for the folks that haven't heard about you guys before.
Simple thing is, StudyTracks is a study tool that's based on a really simple concept, and that is, it's very hard to forget a song lyric, but then it's really easy to trigger one. So, you know, if I was to say Prince, Purple Rain, and I leave that to hang for a minute, it starts playing in your head.
Yes.
And the whole premise is, imagine if you could do that with science, math, English, geography, you know, and that's basically what we did. Oh, there you go. That's basically what we did. We launched the app a year ago with a shoestring budget. We had, you know, a ton of kids download it, use it for their exams, gave us amazing feedback, so their grades were uplifted using the app. We went on to raise a tidy sum, built a whole new app, went from 40 songs to over 500 songs in about 4 or 5 months. We're now closing in on 1,000 songs on the app, and we've got just coming up to 100,000 users now. And
so, and 1,000 songs on the app also means 1,000 subject matters, because the songs,
or do you double up on some?
Yeah, I mean, or yeah, so,
is there like a reggae version of, you know, 2+2, or is there also a blues version?
There's an R&B version of How to Speak Spanish,
right.
And there's also the Earth, Wind, and Fire version of it. So, do you guys duplicate anything, George?
Well, you know what? The interesting thing is that there's nuances between the UK and US syllabuses. But things like math, we have to do all over, because, first of all, you lot call it math. We call it maths with an S on the end.
Oh.
And then little things like you guys say slope, where we say gradient. You know, you say brackets, where you guys say parentheses.
Okay.
So, you know, math we have to, you know, really do over. Some of the sciences, you guys go into a lot more detail than we do. So, yeah, we have to tailor different syllabuses for different regions.
Well, I'm glad you re-record them rather than just take out that one word and just find some guy in the hall to go, slope! All right, thanks.
So can we talk about the music part of this thing? Because you guys have a music background. Talk about your music background, and let's talk about the people that are writing these songs for you.
Oh, man. So my background, I'm a songwriter by trade. I've been in music all my working life, pretty much. I was signed to EMI Publishing for many years. Before that, I was an artist as well. And, you know, I've won an Ivor Novello, which is like your equivalent to an Oscar for a songwriter. So, you know, I've got a very deep history of music. And for us to do this was a real natural step. My brother is the same. We've been in music forever. And, you know, that's where they kind of backbone of it is from. But the thing that's really cool is that we've now got people like Kathy Guetta, David Guetta's wife, and if you know anything about dance music, he's one of the biggest DJs and producers in the world. His ex-wife Kathy was his manager. She's unbelievable. We've got people like her on board. We've got Faye, who's the ex-CEO of Vodafone Next, and our board and stuff. Wow. You know, it's a real... It's funny because it's such a simple idea, but the you know what we can do with it is absolutely enormous, and you know people are seeing how big this thing can go. So you know we're starting to really ramp up.
Well, one of the things, George, is that you guys just came to the U.S. recently, so this is actually going to be available in a very meaningful way here in the States. Very
soon, 100%. Definitely. So we've effectively launched it in the States. We've soft launched it in the schools as well. The thing that's really exciting is that teachers are as excited about it as students are, you know, so they actually see it as a really powerful learning tool that they can use in the classroom, you know, do things like flip learning and so on. So our next, you know, between now and the end of the year, it's all about scale, and we're, you know, there's a lot of school districts that are getting very interested in StudyTracks. We're now starting to do distribution deals with different companies in the UK to really get
like,
in there.
Like, start your own radio station, have someone like Casey Case on getting letters. Dear Julie, right? Hey, I'm having problems with the
physics.
Theory of relativity.
Oh,
well, here's the theory of relativity for you.
we'll break it down for you. We'll break it down. Yeah, no, it's going really well. Really, really
so,
well.
So, George, is I, for me, the scary part as a guy that would be running a business would be obviously in our country would be regulation, because we overregulate everything. So enter the Department of Education, who's going to put their fingers in this thing, and that slows everything down. Have you been successfully been able to navigate through that here in the States?
Well, this is what we found when we're going into different territories, is that if you've got someone on the ground who already has those relationships and already knows how to navigate that, it shortens your learning curve. So that's effectively what we're lining up at the moment, and it's really allowing us to ramp up very quickly. We're doing something similar in the UK. We're about to do exactly the same thing in France as well. So, you know, I find if you don't have someone on the ground, if you don't have boots on the ground, it's going to be really hard. But if we've got someone on the ground who actually has those relationships, who've been doing it for the last 8-9 years, they know all the people, they know the relationships, they know where the budgets are and everything, it makes our life a lot easier. We can just get on with being creative and creating something that really works for people.
Little Bobby,
and then we
writes,
have other people.
I'm having problems finding out when to use the word who or whom. Well, Bobby, here's who or whom.
There you go.
Hey, George, who writes the not the music part, but the curriculum part? That's got to be a tough one.
Yeah, so we've got the way it works is we work with a number of teachers who are head of faculty, so a head of science, head of math, head of English, sure, and so on. And these guys will create effectively, let's say we're doing something on atmosphere.
Right.
They'll give us a breakdown of everything that needs to be in that track.
Okay, so then you guys take all that data and you put it into a rhyme or you put it into song lyrics, and that's how
it
works.
Yeah, we put it in our format and then deliver it back. So, yeah.
All right, George, thanks for the update, bud. We'll see you in a few weeks. George Hammond-Hagen, Study Tracks. You can download the app right on your iPhone.
And when we come back, we'll find out why Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star and the Alphabet Song are the same freaking song. Right after this, here's Big Biz Bob.
Ow, wow, wait a second, man. What do you think the teacher's going to look?
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-460-2558. That's 800-460-2558. Again, 800-460-2558.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates.
For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Rusty Nails, Sully, Big Biz Show, BigBizShow.com. Great to have you along to a nationwide coast-to-coast television and radio. About 50 million TV home, broadcast homes strong. We're even stronger than we've been, I said. Biz Talk Radio Network, Armed Forces Radio Network in 175 countries and all the ships at sea. Let's not forget ESPN changed their entire format for me and Rusty here on the West Coast.
So nice of you.
And Biz TV, great to have you today. We're going to talk to Ernie Blackman. You know, Ernie Blackman was the first guy. Actually, we were the first guys to call the cannabis business biotech.
Okay.
Well, you and I were.
Yeah.
And your nationally national television program, Live High Live, which right. is what again, Russ?
Well, this is a semi-serious look at the world of cannabis, not the guys sitting around doing bong loads, not that that's a bad thing.
You look at the business of
the business side of it, and who's in there, who's got the proprietary advantage
yes.
in the marketplace
yes.
and all that other gabby
yes.
got.
Okay.
Knucklehead talks about all the time, but it's right there in that magic plant, yeah. cannabis.
There you go. So, and Ernie Blackman was on your program. He's been on our program a number of times. Now, of course, you know, we're nationally syndicated radio TV for 20 years. We talk about all sorts of business. Ernie was the first guy, is our resident cannabis expert, but literally the first guys.
I think very highly of him.
Oh, thank you, everybody.
No, really. He's the first guy on my show.
I know, but the yeah. point I'm trying to make is that yeah. they're the first guys that call this biotech.
Right.
So he was just in Jamaica. Is he still in Jamaica?
Probably, sounds like.
Ernie,
it.
Are you back home yet? Or are you still in Jamaica now?
Yeah, I'm back home, guys. I got back late Saturday night.
So, and just to review again, you were there doing a number of things, agriculture wise, grow house wise, setting up businesses. What do you, because your business is based in Colorado and you do business nationwide, but there's also an international function here. Talk about that for us.
Yeah, so I was in Jamaica. We were planting our crop. We were pushing forward our research agenda with the clinical trials and working with the Cannabis Licensing Authority down there to move our licensing process forward. And we were also working on some branding and some marketing of some new products. So it was really a wide breadth trip. Had a lot of meetings, didn't stop much. Started early, went late, but we accomplished quite a bit while I was down there.
Now, cannabis in Jamaica, it's not a hard sell to get them to understand the value of this bush, is it?
Yeah, it wasn't, Rusty. You know, a lot of places you spend a lot of your first hour or so talking and really trying to get people over the hump of cannabis prohibition
right.
and what they thought they knew about the plant for years and years and what they've been told, you know, by government sources like the DEA. Jamaica, not so much. Jamaica, everybody down there knows somebody who's used cannabis medicinally and with good effects.
Yep.
So, you just don't have those cultural hurdles that you have sometimes in the U.S.
But Ernie, it was interesting because we talked about this with you a number of months ago. You'd think that cannabis is legalized capitally over there in Jamaica, but it wasn't the case, was it? It wasn't just free reign over there when you first got there, was it?
No, actually, you know, for the longest time, although it's prevalent throughout society, if indeed they decided to enforce on you, Jamaica had some of the tougher drug laws.
Isn't that interesting?
And yeah. You know, you don't want to go to a Jamaican jail. So
yeah, that's exactly
right.
It
was right. Very stiff down there, and when we first got down there, you know, they were actually looking at doing more like a hemp, similar to where some of the southern states have done, where it's all CBD, no THC,
sure. Or
very low THC.
Right.
And luckily, we were able to convince them that there's more medicinal products in the plant than just the CBD.
So Ernie Blackman is literally our cannabis expert here. He's the CEO of United Cannabis Corporation. UnitedCannabis.us is their website. Stock symbol CNAB. We've had him on the air a number of times because, look, they have intersected Eastern medicine and Western medicine. And they have a proprietary Act Now program. I want to talk about two things, Ernie. I want to talk about the Prana brand, and I want to talk about the Act Now program. Before we get to Act Now, Prana is the sublingual medicine. First of all, where does the word Prana come from again?
Yeah, the word Prana is Sanskrit for life force. It means the cosmic energy that permeates all objects in the universe. And my partner, Tony Vizzura, actually came up with the name Prana, and we all felt that it really hit the nail on the head
yeah.
for what it was we were trying to deliver in a medicine.
And I love seeing the 1 through 5s, and I think I learned in another interview that they are different strengths, different mixes, do different things. You don't need them all at once, or you don't graduate to the next one, right?
Yeah, not at all, Rusty. So the P1 through 5 is 100% THC in the P1, all the way to 100% CBD in the P5 with terpene modulation. And we also offer those in active and inactive. So when you're talking active, that's very similar. That's like what smoked marijuana does to you. Gives you that high, and that's what some patients are looking for, and some patients it works better for them, especially in a chronic pain mode. But for a cannabis naive patient, someone who's never really used cannabis, that might be too strong for them. So we come in with a non-active version, which delivers the same medicinal effects but without the high.
Hey,
and then the P2 and the P3 are ratios of THC to CBD. The P4 is a CBD-CBN variety, which is good for anxiety, PTSD, and sleep disorders.
So, because we're looking, Ernie, as you're talking about this, our radio audience can't see this, but we'll post this up to our Twitter followers and yours as well. But our TV audience is looking at a graphic here that kind of walked right through what you just said for the Prana P1 through P5, and it looks like you got some new packaging as well on there. But Russ, you had a question?
Yeah, because I found out, again, through talking to Ernie, that the THC activates if it hits a certain temperature, and there's a way to extract the THC from the cannabis plant with a cold process
right.
or something.
Yeah, talk about that, Ernie.
So
because
the stoner.
Right. It's temperature specific. Talk about that, Ernie. You mentioned that a while ago.
Yeah, it is, guys. So if we want to, the plant grows THCA. So if you were just to walk out in the field, grab a bud off the plant, start chewing on it, you might feel a little something, but you're not going to feel the high that you associate with smoking marijuana. So we do a cold process, a mechanical separation using ice and water.
Wow.
And this allows us to extract the THCA as is with the terpenes. And then if we want to use that in the non-active medicines, we use that. If we want to activate it, then we heat it up and activate it, and then we use it as a regular THC Delta 9.
Ernie, before let's get out of here, once again, Ernie Blackman is our resident cannabis expert here on the Big Biz Show. UnitedCannabis.us is their website. And, of course, their stock symbol, a publicly traded company, CNAB. And, of course, the intersection of Western medicine, Eastern medicine with their Act Now program. Let's talk real quickly, Ernie, before we let you out of here, about the biotech aspect, because you guys really are a biotech company. I think when we first started, many of us thought you were a cannabis company. The more you look at it, this is a biopharma company, if you think about it.
Yeah, I think that's the natural progression, Sully. So we started with our medical cannabis company in 2009, worked our way into a very large, very successful dispensary here in Colorado, started to make and brand products, and then started to see patients coming back with these amazing effects, and their conditions were managed, they were getting better. Some of them were going into full remission from some pretty nasty ailments out there. Mm-hmm. So it just made sense to continue down that path. Now we're getting ready to start clinical trials in Jamaica. We have several what we consider low-hanging fruit, which are indications that we've seen great effects on throughout the thousands and thousands of patients that we've helped to manage our conditions so far. So, you know, with that many particular drugs in the pipeline, it just makes sense to move in that direction.
Well, and you guys are obviously cutting-edge technology there. You can, United Cannabis, unitedcannabis.us, stock symbol CNAB.
And that cold source extraction doesn't work by simply putting cubes in your bong.
Yeah, well, that's
not what he's talking about.
We'll get to the United Cannabis cannabis news story of the day coming after the break. Also, John Labudier talking about this wiretap situation. It's a big biz show nationwide. Perfect.
We run back. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
3723.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Jump Television Studios, The Big Biz Show, Sully's Biz Brew, our affiliates, and our hosts are not registered investment advisors or broker-dealers. Our show hosts make no commitment that the purchase of securities of companies profiled or otherwise mentioned in our programming are suitable or advisable for any person, or that an investment in such securities will be profitable in general. Given the nature of the companies profiled and the lack of an active trading market for their securities, investing in such securities is highly speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We profile selected publicly traded and privately held companies on our program. Most of these companies that we profile have provided compensation to Jump Television Studios and its hosts for the profile coverage. From time to time, we sell shares of the companies profiled in the open market that we receive as compensation for coverage of client companies, but never sell stock if we are speaking about, interviewing, or covering a public company who has paid compensation. Specific questions on compensation can be obtained by contacting jumptvstudios@gmail.com. Listeners should verify all claims and do their own due diligence before investing in any securities mentioned on this program. Investing in securities is speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We encourage our listeners to invest carefully and read the investor information available at the websites on the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, at sec.gov, and or the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, at finra.org. Oh, my goodness, live from the Jump Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California, nationwide, coast-to-coast, television, radio, Armed Forces Radio, ESPN here on the West Coast, as well as Biz Talk Radio Network and Biz Television. About 50 million broadcast homes strong, Big Biz Shows on the air. We're brought to you by Prudential. Let Prudential be your... for retirement... Also brought to you by Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results.
Better believe it.
Starbucks Coffee sponsors the program. Bloomin' Brands has a number of restaurants you've probably been to, including Roy's Restaurant, Outback Steakhouse, Cheeseburger in Paradise, Fleming Steakhouse, Bonefish Grill. Let's not forget our good friends over at the VTech phone system, the cheapest, or should I say most affordable. Thank you, friend. Four-line phone system on the market, vtechphones.com.
Hello, can you hold? I've got 300 calls coming in.
Can you do me a favor, Ron?
Actually, two ones on, huh?
Okay, put the phone down. Will you hold my...
Beg your pardon?
Will you hold my Super Beats for me?
Oh, I love that song.
Look at this. Russ is now modeling. That's... You get the label out there, buddy. Beetroot juice used by athletes for its stamina, its boosting effects, caused waves at last summer games. See? And according to the American Heart Association, Americans age 40 and over don't produce enough nitric oxide, Rusty. That's right.
Supposed to add water to this or just snort it like I did?
No, look at exclusive offer for Sully's fans. It should be Sully and Rusty.
It smells
fans.
Super.
Buy two Super Beats canisters, get one free. Let me tell you why you want to do it. I feel confident in offering our viewers this because we take Super Beats every day. It's our new favorite product. I feel the energy, Rusty Nails. I feel better. We're dancing in the studio as a result of it.
But you're still ugly.
So here's the So call 800-808-0687 or just go to sullysbeats.com. Or is it Sully Beats? I think it's sullybeats.com.
Exclusive. I thought that was that was a new band.
That's it. That's an answer. Yeah. Check it out.
Sully Beats.
Have you had this stuff? What do you have? What is that there, Russ?
Oh, that's a
Pager?
Pager.
Yeah, there you go.
Phone pager.
So one of the smartest guys in the business of business and politics is
who dat?
Well, it's not a who dat as much as it is he's a gentleman who's been on the air with us, and I'm going to say, gosh, maybe 20 times. And remember producer Mo?
Do
producer
I?
Mo was the first person to get John Labutier. I think it's Labutier. I think Labutier or Labutier. I just call him Laboot.
The boot.
John the boot.
That's his boot.
American political columnist, former Republican member of the U.S. House of Representatives. Remember, yeah. He's a congressman.
I'm.
He has predicted so many great things on this program. What I want to talk to him about today, though, is this wiretap thing. John, thanks for so much for swinging by at last minute. Appreciate it.
Really great to be back.
You guys, you guys are busy there.
Wiretapping is like dominating everything.
Well, let me ask you. So a couple of things here. The left is saying that Donald Trump is trying to deflect all the talk of the Russia hack. There doesn't seem to be a lot of evidence of. The right is remaining mum on the source of Donald Trump's wiretap allegations. At the same time, electronic surveillance doesn't just mean wiretapping. It could mean a lot of things. From where you're sitting, your boots on the ground there, you're the tip of the spear here. What are you seeing and what are you hearing? And then what do you think there, John?
Number one, I try to do political analysis, you know.
Yeah.
And the president of the United States he's a Republican. He's got a Republican House and Senate, of course, and he's got really no Democratic opposition that can stop anything. And what he ought to be doing is focusing on economic revival, focus on getting a good corporate tax cut, personal interest rate tax cut, and cut a lot of regulations on business. That's what this year, this first year, should be totally about, not about this stuff.
And
he is the one who's gotten off message. He continually does this.
Mm-hmm.
What he doesn't understand is Congress is like a 7-year-old child. It has a short attention span, and it can only focus on one thing at a time. And if they get off on a million investigations of this Russia thing, they're not going to be able to do all that corporate stuff I just talked about.
Well, and look, people are very. I mean, we've had small business confidence at an all time. Well, not an all time high, but the highest it's been since 2005. We see consumer confidence in the VIX index showing that people are liking the direction things are going. Although not a lot has actually happened yet. So, and I have to agree with you. The more distraction that happens, the worse off this administration is going to be. Here's my thoughts on it, John. And I'm just a talk show host for 20 years. I don't no experience in Washington, but it seems like to me, and I've interviewed a lot of guys, biggest names and the smallest names, he just can't take criticism, regardless if it's leveled at him or anyone around him. So he feels the first thing he has to do is defend himself. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, he's got a very thin skin, and he has a desire, as all politicians do, to be loved, to be liked. This guy really has it big time. He's really... He is a narcissist, as was Trump. Now, as was Obama, I mean. And by the way, John Ehrlichman, who was way before you were born, one of Richard Nixon's key aides, years later, after all the Watergate mess, when asked about presidential character, he said, all these guys who run for president are abnormal mutants. And I think that pretty much, they're all that way. They're all not like regular people.
Mm-hmm.
No. Regular people don't want to run for president, but these guys need it for whatever psychological reason. Trump really needs it. He needs the boost. It really juices him up.
Yeah.
Here's the irony. He had a great night last Tuesday at speaking of the joint session of Congress.
Uh-huh.
He had listened to the criticism. He calmed down a little bit. He kept the policies were the same, but his rhetoric was a little calmer. The demeanor was better, and it worked like a charm. And boom, next day, stock market goes up 303 points.
Yeah, right.
All the ratings were good. And then what happens a day later? Sessions, Russia, the ambassador, boom, boom. Then we're tweeting and bringing up this ridiculous wiretap thing, and we're off track again.
Well, so obviously he's listening to somebody because we heard those words, Donald Trump became president tonight. Donald Trump was very presidential. And we, a lot of people have agreed with that statement. Now, is that a Kellyanne Conway in his ear? Is that a political consultant in his ear that he finally took advice from? And will he take the advice again, in your opinion?
Well, last Monday he taped a interview for Fox and Friends to air Tuesday morning, the day of the speech that morning. And I saw the thing. I'm sure maybe you saw it. I don't know. But in it, the morning crew is in the White House, and they're asking him, how do you rate your first 6 weeks? And he said, well, on policy, I rate the administration A+. But on my messaging, I rate myself C+.
Wow.
And I thought, finally.
Yeah, right?
Some self-criticism, some realization that we can do better. We are a human being, and we can always improve and do better. That was taped on Monday, and then, of course, Tuesday night, he did communicate differently. He took a big breath and calmed down and didn't make crazy claims and read the speech and did it pretty well. So he's capable of listening to whoever. But here's the problem. He can't stick with it. Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, right.
He's in the White House, has been reported railing at people, just furious. The guy has an emotional...
Well, sure he does. I mean,
frankly, I think we have to distinguish between intellect and emotion.
John, stay right
Donald
there.
Donald Trump has just a fine intellect. That is not the issue.
Well, I don't think he wouldn't have gotten where he's at if he wasn't able to course correct and take some sort of directions. John, stay right there. I'm going to keep you over because this is good stuff. So I also want to talk about the Russia probe and how this is unraveling, because I think that, again, like you just said, Donald Trump is killing the messenger, as you write in your Boots Blast. Ooh. If you, I'm going to tweet out to our 40,000 social media followers John's blog called Boots Blast, so you can read this stuff. More of John LaBoutier coming up on the Big Biz Show. Stand by.
Oh, wait a second, man. What do you think the teacher's going to look like?
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now.
800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
You're born broke and you die broke. They're trying not to take the in-between part too seriously. It's Sully and Russ on the Big Biz Show.
Oh, that's right. Just realize that Russ has won more. I've lost more Emmys than Russ has won.
Thank you.
Good to have you along today. Big Biz Show, nationwide, coast to coast, TV, radio. Going in our 21st year in radio and our 11th year on television. The number one rated business talk show in the country.
Number one.
Well, but we're not a consumer finance show.
No, we are not your father's money talk show.
That's exciting. Didn't Wall Street Journal say business with a barroom slant or something?
That's why I'm leaning on
Dan. That's why I am. Go to, I want you to go read LaBoots Blasts, or it's called Boots Blasts, I should say. Fantastic website. In fact, I got to talk about this Russian probe. We've talked about the wiretap sort of thing, and I think we all can agree that Donald Trump is on message. He listens. He sounds presidential. Things are going great. And then all of a sudden, his ego. I think, let's face it, John. Ego's biology. You can't fight biology. When your ego takes over, that's it. I think that's what happens here. As you said, he's got a thin skin.
I think that's what I was going to say before is I think intellectually Trump's up to the job, despite what his critics say. Where he's lacking is he has no emotional control over himself. He has no self-discipline, along with the thin skin you mentioned, a hair trigger temper. It's not a good prescription, actually, for how to run something.
Well, it's not very presidential. That's
he's
sure.
who we've got, so that's what we're dealing with.
All right, so talk about this Russian probe. I mean, look, the left wants to discredit his election altogether. Obviously, we're seeing Donald Trump's side saying there's no evidence whatsoever this has happened, but it keeps resurfacing. Is this just a distraction? Will this go away at some point, or do you think there's some meat to this thing?
The fact that Mike Flynn, who was in the campaign for a long time, only 24 days into being national security advisor, gets fired by Trump for lying to Mike Pence about why he was talking to the Russians. Then Jeff Sessions has to recuse himself also because he talked under oath, actually, and didn't tell the whole truth to the Congress and recused himself all over this Russian thing. Means there's something there. There's something that they don't want to talk about. They don't want to disclose their meeting with the same ambassador. And they're going to be forced. It's going to come out eventually, whatever it is. Now, the charge is that the Trump campaign colluded with the Russian government to screw over Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
That's the charge. Mm-hmm. And is there any evidence of it or not? Who knows?
Yeah, that's it. The thing that I ask is, what about the leak side of things? Because that's the piece I don't understand the most of. Because they're talking about leaks from the
holdovers still in.
Well, yeah, I mean, that seems awfully difficult.
Difficult. It's more than the holdovers. This is an out-and-out war between the intelligence community and Donald Trump.
So
it goes back to last summer when he's the nominee,
mm-hmm.
and he denigrates the intelligence community. He takes a couple briefings, then he blows off all the rest of the briefings, says they're no good. He gets elected. He compares them to Nazi Germany.
Wow.
He goes an out-and-out war with the intelligence community, and they're not going to take it. And they are leaking, and they're the ones who leaked out the Sessions testimony the day after the good speech last week.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're driving this thing, and what they're upset about is they believe Trump is too close to Putin. And then it's bad for America, for an American president to have a bromance with a butcher like Vladimir Putin.
And it's a business relationship, and you know, kind of the mighty dollar kind of blinds everything with Donald Trump, at least pre-presidential. Who knows now? But
or maybe he's going on that keep your enemies closer.
Well, that's what he's saying, by the way. So I don't know if I buy that or not, because he seems to now. Will there be a white hat that comes out of the Justice Department? Says, "Look, this just isn't right. We can't be doing this. We've been sworn to fight the bad guys abroad and in our own soil. We can't be trying to take down our commander in chief." Will there be a white hat that comes out of this and this stops, or will this be continue to be an all out war, much like the liberals?
I think it's going to be all out war, and I think that if I'm Donald Trump, it's a war I can't win. I cannot beat 17 intelligence agencies with more than 1 million people with security clearance, unlimited budget. They are not political appointees. They can't be fired by him.
Mm-hmm.
He'll never even find out who they are.
So how does it end? How does it end, in your opinion, John? What's in your opinion? Take your crystal ball out. Where does this end, in your opinion, 6 months, 18 months from now?
It's not going to end well. It's going to be ugly. It's going to hurt Trump's presidency. I don't know if it ends it. I'm not going to go that far, but it's going to weaken Donald Trump. It's going to drain him from the main task, which we talked about a few minutes ago, which is economic revival. That's really why he got elected.
Sure.
Make America great again means make my bank account better than it was.
That's exactly right.
That's what elections are always about. It's the economy, stupid. And he just said it in a different way, but it was the same message. And
now, isn't
that's
anybody
got to do now? If the economy picks up, if we get 3% growth, and new jobs are created in the Rust Belt where these poor guys are suffering, Trump will be fine. Nothing will hurt him.
Yeah,
but if the economy gets better and there aren't substantial amounts of new jobs in those areas, then Trump's going to be in a political trouble.
John,
the Republicans are too.
One last question for you. Isn't there someone smart like you that's telling him this exact same thing? There must be. There must be somebody in his ear telling him the same thing you're telling us.
I'm sure there are. I have to say, I think the cabinet is a first class, but presidents don't listen to the cabinet. The cabinet's off. They run their own departments. Big enough job running the State Department. They don't have time to run the White House.
Mm-hmm.
The White House staff is one of the worst staffs I've ever seen. They're minor leaguers.
Mm-hmm.
None of them have ever been in a government before. None of them know anything about how to run the federal government. He needs a Republican version of Leon Panetta.
Yeah, he does.
A real guy that knows everything, has been in Congress, run a department, run the CIA, run the Defense Department. That's the kind of guy he needs. And then he needs to listen to the person. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
Trump doesn't take advice well.
Yeah, and I think you know, John, I'd love to grab you back here, and I thank you for being so generous with your time.
Yeah,
I would like to see how this unfolds, because I think John's absolutely right. Boots blasts. Go to laboutier.blogspot.com. I'll tweet it out. It'll be really easy. We'll put a link on our website from here on out. So every time you visit the website, you can click on Boots Blast. John Laboutier, the former U.S. congressman, on the Big Biz Show. So there you go. All right.
Scary stuff, man.
Hour number two coming up next. Rusty Nails is going to go. Is Dennis today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Okay. What are you getting pulled?
I'm getting a new molar.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. First one.
Congratulations.
A toilet in my mouth.
There you go. Chris Tanikas, our director. Curtis Madovich, our assistant director today. Zachary Weeklem, our floor director and our production assistant. Good friends down at Center Post Limited, back east. Scott Miller, Ed Frazier, Lisa McGibbon, and all that stuff. RussIsFunny.com because RussIsFatAndDollar.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.